Good Monday morning. Interesting to see where we go on this Monday edition after Nebraska's played 8 football games and Saturday in Minneapolis was a bad loss. No other way to spin it. Bad loss for Nebraska as they are now 3-5, go into a bye week and face 4 more to go in the season where you've got to win at least 3 of those 4 to get to a bowl game. We've got lots to discuss. We'll try and find the path, what the bye week looks like, and of course, a lot of stuff that happened inside of the game on Saturday that was very winnable for Nebraska. Some of it will be a repeat of what I said on Big Red Overreaction. Some of it is new after going back and watching bits and pieces of the game. And I don't know if people are angry. I don't know if on Monday people are angry. Everybody goes, when we do a Big Red Overreaction, they go, well, what was the tone of the show? What were the callers like? Well, they've gone from angry to frustrating to disappointing to, yeah, I kind of know this is going to happen. Or Nebraska is cursed. Fox yesterday on their pregame show did a bit on the Detroit Lion fans where you know how the Lions have lost games, like close games, and it's been a long time for the Lions, and the fans keep coming back. Now they got a head coach who wears his emotions on the sleeve. And as I'm watching this piece on Fox's pregame show yesterday, I'm thinking, man, there's a lot of Nebraska in there. But some will say, Nebraska is just simply cursed. Well, maybe that's part of it. I think it's a lot of different things, as Nebraska now will have their 4th 5 loss at least season in a row. Lots to discuss on that front. Matt Verzal will join us here in a little bit. Mike Schaefer a little bit later. We will talk about a busy weekend in college football, the upset over in Iowa City that maybe some saw coming. And I don't think people that follow Iowa are going to be angered after that game, disappointed. But Purdue was the better team, the much better team. And Jeff Brohm, once again, against Kirk Ferentz, where he has gone 4-1, upsets what could have been a dream season for Iowa. But we have lots to discuss. Ed Orgeron is out. And I think Ed Orgeron is a lesson for a lot of coaches in this country in things that happen when he got the LSU job that we will discuss. And, of course, a busy weekend in the NFL that will culminate tonight right here on The Zone with the Bills and the Titans from Nashville. Matt Verzal is coming up next on The Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.